Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Soul Sweet Speak at Soul Sweet Place. Today, we are going to be talking about Donald Trump's and his followers' perception. I woke up this morning, turned on the Sunday news, and I saw people fighting at his rally, which was quite disturbing. And so, is he advocating that? Well, only one would know, but let's discuss. And this is a pre-recorded program, so listen, and I'd like to hear your comments. Perception is something that you have to really explore, and how and what other people are perceiving. You don't know why. You don't know where, when, how they come up with that perception. But no, nonetheless, it's their reality. And when you look at it, and it's able to be publicized, that person is a public figure and can really get whatever he perceived out to the public. Then when you've got those who perceive in the same way that this candidate is perceiving, you have those that will follow because he is leading. Now, the message that is getting out there is a message of hatred, a message of bullying, a message of being able to express oneself without consideration. And this is what this potential leader is putting out there. And people from all different classes want to be following him because of their perception of things. Now, what the perception is, we don't know. We can only speculate what it is because of recent activities that has happened. You know, when I woke up this morning, March the 13th at 7:58 to be exact, I turned on the news, and the news had all of these people fighting at Trump's rally. Why were they fighting? It looked like you had African American against Caucasians in America. You look like you have people hitting and doing things to each other. And what makes it so bad is that people know of the different things that we need to commit to ourselves. You know, when Sarah Palin was running while Obama was running, her and Donald Trump fit in the same mold, where there is a lot of garbage underneath the persona that they're trying to lift up in order to get to a certain plateau to do certain things to a group of people. Why does the hatred go on? Why did people begin to hate African Americans or people of color so much? But it's not only the African Americans. You've got people from Saudi Arabia who have darker skin, they hate. You've got people of Latino, Mexican, Spanish, Puerto Rican, all are encompassed in one. Cuban, you don't like them. Mexicans, you don't like them, okay? If they're not blonde hair and blue eyes as the race that Hitler tried to make more of, and dominate because they knew of the genes that African descendants of African and people of African descent possess. They know that the melanin in their body is dominant and it possess white people to change once they mate with them. They become one of us because of your constitution. Well, anyway, we won't go far deep into the history of things, but we will go into the psyche of it. And when you look at the psyche of it, there are things, social ills, that is really becoming concerning to me, because psychologically, Donald Trump and Sarah Palin were not really safe, okay? And biologically, they possess things, so therefore there are people who they raised did not get enough attention. But you know about Sarah Palin's, but you don't know about Donald Trump, okay? Now, Obama and his wife, they made it into the White House, but you never heard anything about their children getting out there and doing things for attention. You never heard of Miss Obama having to drink because of her husband's transgressions, you know, or seen anything like that on television. And this man still rises. But you see now that the candidates who are in position right now to go in and become president of the United States have some issues of their own that they don't really try to take control of. You know, if they make commitments to themselves, they would be able to serve humanity better because it would be a thing where you are considerate of others, where you really care about the feelings of others and not just yourself winning. See, this is what it's all about right now. You got commitment to nonviolence, and that would be to build a model of safety for the people in this country. But instead, you got someone like Donald Trump who is not doing that. What he's doing is he's putting out words that is really radiating and it's negative. It's violent words, words that they used to say. You know, one of the things I remember when going to Minister Farrakhan's speeches, he didn't mention violence, but he talked hard. He really talked hard, and it sounds as though he was talking against. And so the very same people who's going after Donald Trump are the same people who felt that Farrakhan was talking violence. And this is what Donald Trump is doing. And Sarah Palin had a touch of it, but you heard words that spew, "I am a racist," you know, like words like, "Oh, we want to change the White House and bring it to the way it was," or "She has the finger, the Klan," you know how gang have their signs, hand signs, but she had the Klan hand sign a lot of times. This woman here would say things, and they had to polish her up just like they have to do with Donald Trump, you know. And she didn't go too far because she was dumber than Donald Trump. Donald Trump, on the other hand, he sounds dumb, but people are not hearing the dumbness. What they're hearing is that, well, he could make it. And if he make it, you know, this and that. And you know what? I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the masses, those who, the main society, those with money with him, and those who can sway the media to go in certain directions so that the people's perceptions could be, how can I say it, inundated with other things that just cloud the mind. You see, you've got so many social ills going on, and it's among white people more so than African Americans. I listen to certain fuss on different medias where black and white begin to sit down and dialogue with each other, and they can't because you got people that speak on stereotypical terms. White people talk about being black people being on welfare and lazy and won't get a job. That went out with back when they took us out off of the beautiful shores of Africa and brought us over here and then start dogging us like we were animals and making us work for free. So, you know, we worked, we didn't have a job. And so these people would say, you know, you're lazy, get a job, you're this, you're that, this, when the system bucked you from getting one. So you have these people that's talking double talk and their tongues are like a forked tongue, and it's all tied up. They don't understand what they're saying. They don't understand what they're doing. But all they know is that they took a chance. They got out there. They said a few words, and it caught on. It caught a target of people after Obama had been in office because they were so angry that he made it and that he hasn't done anything to really make himself look stupid or make himself look unintelligent. He has done what a president needed to do, was do his job. And everybody else beyond him, before him, didn't do half as good as he did. And I'm talking about all of the presidents. You may think that they have done some things to really bring up the country. I could think of one other, and that was Eleanor Roosevelt. Her husband was president, but she stood in for him. And that shows you how well a woman can do by running a country for her husband who could not. And she did a fabulous job trying to make sure humanity is served and not get in it for her own purpose. So she's another one. There's only two I can think of at this time. If you know of any more, hit me up and list them. And tell me what, in your eyes, have they done. Not by what the media tell you that they've done. Not the media shaping your mind, telling you that this is what they did in their lifetime. This is who they are. And this is what they did. You know, even if they did 1% of that, if they did do a deed or did pass a bill that was to serve humanity, it was to serve for a short period of time and not many knew about it and not many was serviced by it. And then when they did go for it, they still back to where they were. Okay? But yet, you look at the media, they did this big thing and it saved the world under their watch. So you can believe what you want to believe. And perception is everything. And that shows you that this time and day, when you can turn on the television and at a Donald Trump rally, the people are going against each other and fighting each other because of different views. You know, one have a perception of Donald being a racist, and the other have a perception of Donald Trump being a god because he is saying what they wanted to say all along. So he is a middle finger, like they said, to the White House, and perhaps because President Obama is in there. Nobody's in this country since this man has been president. He has been disrespected the most, but yet he has been the most diplomatic, and people from other countries or other parts of the world welcome him. So when we look at them talking about Putin really falling in line with Donald Trump, that's media say. Donald Trump has probably made a deal with them. I don't know. I'm like Donald Trump now, speculating, just saying anything out of my mouth. But what I said beforehand is a thought and something for you to rationalize when it comes to perception. Because where did you get your perception from? Think about that. How did you come to the notion to perceive what you perceive? What makes you the person that you are? You need to look at self, and you need to make a commitment to yourself in order to control yourself. You know, for self-discipline, one of those commitments should be a commitment to nonviolence, not to go out there and stir up a fight because of your perception. If those people haven't done anything to you, and you just perceiving certain things because of what the media has told you or what other people have rosed up and given you, they give you another side of your perception instead of the side that you should be exploring yourself. I've seen that many times. That's why we have a lot of people who is drinking and who is on meth and who is just going plumb mad because they did not get what they need, but they always hid it. That's why they isolate themselves. And when they isolate themselves, Donald Trump, they become people like those zombies that they have produced on television. They become the walking dead. And as a result, these are the ones that can affect you the most because they're negative. They're killing you psychologically. That's what they're doing. And a lot of people don't see it because they're followers. The media has full control, and what they perceive is your perception that you is inundated with. You know, you perceive something because you saw something, and that something might not be real. You saw it on television. Cameras are magical. You can make that camera and put a scene, and the scene does not have to be real, but in our eyes it is, because that's what they portray in the media, and you believe it. The second one, commitment, you should try to take care of your emotional intelligence. You see, Donald Trump is so emotionally charged that, you know, because he talks about his money and he can do this and my hotels and my this and my that, it's never about the people. It's never genuine. And then people come that are trying to groom him to continue to run as a candidate. And he is listening, because he's like taming his tone down, which doesn't matter. The feelings are still there. The perception is still there, because he already have let us know what type of person he is and how he is coming out. He is going to come out and do things that is even more evil and sadistic as it was back in the day. This is where they want to turn back the hands of time. And then the third commitment they should make to themselves, because when you have emotional intelligence, you'll be able to socially understand by learning socially. See, when you get up there and you're talking about, you know, your time and how you would build a wall and, you know, all these things that you're going to do that is so negative and that goes so against other people in other parts of the world, and then you talk about business. You know, love knows no business. And see, I know it's not all about love. It's about winning. It's about making more money. It's about trying to do a legacy. But I'm going to tell you something. When you continue to go on in the way you're going on, I know there's a God. I know there's a God, because there is not a word of God in your speech. Nothing but your perception matters. So that's why you have to get out there and learn socially. Make that commitment to yourself. You know, your cognitive skills are there, but it's going in a different direction. And that direction, right now, you've targeted quite a few people who feels the same way you do. And that right there is marketing. You know, you win some, you lose some. In this instance, you're winning some. And it's doing something to you. But things are going to change. Things are going to change, because when you pay to the piper, when you dance with the devil, as the saying goes, you will pay to the piper. The commitment of shared governance, you know, you creating skills of self-control and self-discipline, and people are trying to help you with that, but you have no control. Right now, it is out of control, and there is nowhere else you can go with it. You have already put it out there. This is what the people perception. You have targeted a few of them that have the same kind of life that you're having, some on different levels of the stratosphere of capitalism and some on higher levels. So you have targeted all those who do not have social responsibility but have money. And you have targeted those who don't have money, who don't even have a pot in the window, you know, to throw the pot out of. So this is something that you have managed to do. It's almost like Hitler. When Hitler was in jail, he began to talk to quite a few of his cellmates. And his cellmates began to listen. And he saw the skill that he had, the skill to be able to communicate in ways that made people stand up and listen. And his communication was that of anger as well, because of things that have happened to him. He didn't take social responsibility. He was just socially learning, but that socially learning was very negative. He had no self-control after he saw the gifts that God has given him, but he chose to use it in the way of negativism. He killed people. He took, his perception was that if people was a certain, had certain black blood in them as a Jew, you know, he would kill them. But, you know, we know it was Hebrews and they raised up, and a lot of them, we'll get into that later, were of African descent with dark skin. So, but, you know, the history of that, a lot of people don't go into it, of why he felt that way and what he was trying to breed. He was trying to breed a perfect race, which is blonde hair, blue eyes, you know, but it just didn't happen. So he tried to exterminate others. But that was the evil realm. He went into the evilness. As Donald Trump is fall under that same category. And there were problems of that Hitler had. He wasn't raised in the best manner, you know, but yet he ran a whole country, and that country became dark. This is what would happen with Donald Trump. This is what would have happened with Sarah Palin. I mean, look where we at now. Look where we at now, because they make no commitment to themselves for psychological safety. Like I said, perception is everything. And the next commitment they could make to themselves is that's the fifth commitment, is to communicate truthfully and authentically, not to get up there on the boob tube and put out a persona that gives people a perception of, okay? But that persona is real because it is causing people to fight and argue. The cause is a person who is trying to leave the United States by running for president, and his campaigning is one that is obscured. They talk about Obama so much that right now you really don't have much to say, because when he ran a nice, peaceful, and people were rallying against him, and people were very upset, and we were afraid that somehow, somewhere they were going to kill him. But he ran a peaceful campaign. He spoke what he needed to speak. He debated the way he needed to debate, and that's what he did. He didn't smear anyone. You look at his spirit and look at the others that's following behind him and those that was with him. Look at their spirit and look at his. And you would say, that's my perception. It is. But the way he looks on television, you know, they could try to put things out there, but it just doesn't seem to match what I see and the things that they say and things that is written and publicized out there about him. You know, that's how I'm able to come to my perception of him. Now, I'm not going to go on. I just want to talk about true communication, being genuine, and there's none of that. We know that part of the European world is superficial because they have to begin to show themselves in a different, as a different character amongst many different people. They wear many different hats until sometimes those hats get stuck and they begin to be delusional about a lot of things, and it becomes off, and it starts to turn into a social ill. Next one would be social responsibility. No one, especially Donald Trump, is taking the responsibility of what he's doing. You see, the relationships that he is building right now is toxic. That's very toxic for this country. And I don't know if this country, the majority of this country is for that, because it just seems like that. Now, that's my perception that I'm seeing on the television, because when people report, they seem like they're for it, even though they're not allowed to show any size emotionally or verbally, you know, or nonverbal. They're not allowed to show any sides. But they report, they only report the news. But it just seemed like, you know, when it's put out there, it's something that they really want people to gravitate, and you can kind of hear which way they sway by the way they present it to the audience. You know what I'm saying? So these are things that I watch out for. I don't like to watch a lot of television. I love music, though. I love music, and I see that a lot of children is falling to music, no matter how negative that gets. Okay, because they talk about killing and a whole bunch of other stuff, and it seems like a lot of artists is getting worse. But so because you don't make these commitments to yourself, let's run them on down. Nonviolence, emotional intelligence, shopping up on your social learning, and do share governance, you know, with controlling yourself. Be open to communication. Take social responsibility for the things that you are doing and not doing. And try to reach the goal of growth and change. And that's what Obama did. He got to growth and change. And I believe he used these commitments to help keep us safe socially and psychologically. But many, you know, you can't save everybody, but he saved. Try to do it the best he can. Okay, so now we're at where we're at because you have certain entities that is running again because, like I said, Sarah Palin ran when he ran, and now you got Donald Trump. And they both fall under the same category of people who rise up to a certain place and people who introduce them to a certain thing. Now, Sarah didn't have money like Donald Trump claimed to have money. But both of them, like I said, have the same mentality and the same way of campaigning because both of them fit under that category of a brainless, functioning human being that has no human qualities, but just speak out words that they know nothing about, they don't know the meaning of, and people has target them. Because that's how they reach, and that's how they were able to reach those. So we've seen them rising up during her time, but now that Donald Trump is out in the forefront, they have risen. And this is Satan's children, and that's my perception. I'd like to hear your perception for a change.
Couldn't see the light, and whenever I'd look up, I couldn't see the sky. Sometimes when I'm standing, it seems like I've been walking for miles, and my heart could be crying dead in the middle of a smile. But then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains. I hollered help 'cause I lost. Then I felt the strong wind, heard a small voice saying the storm is over.
Storm is over now.
I can see the sunshine
somewhere beyond the clouds.
I feel heaven, yeah.
Heaven is over me.
Come on and set me free. Whoa. Now in the midst of my battle, all hope was gone. Downtown in a rush crowd, and felt all alone. Every now and then I felt like I would lose my mind. I've been racing for years, and still no finish line. Oh, but then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains. I hollered help 'cause I was lost. Then I felt the strong wind, and then a small voice saying the storm is over.
The storm is over now.
I can see the sunshine
somewhere beyond the clouds.
I can feel heaven.
Heaven,
yeah.
Is over me.
Somehow, My beginning steps right in. In faith became my friend. And now I can begin on the voices of a wind.